Hello.
Hello, friends.
This is really weird. I'm talking to you. We're recording virtually today. We're trying this again.
One more time.
Yes, we'll see how it goes.
I hope that it works because this is not a case that I want to see your reaction to twice, you
What do you mean by that?
know? Like I feel like with like the other one that we tried to do virtually, it's like you already knew it, so like
Chris,
I'm not sure if you know this one. So if you don't
nothing
know this
first
one,
thoughts.
I want to get the reactions, you
I, yeah,
know.
here's hoping. Here's hoping.
Here's to hoping.
We got this. Yeah, you should follow us on Instagram and all that shit. It's in
That will
the
be
bio.
somewhere.
We do this every time. It's okay. All right, but it's an Elena case. This is all you. You go, girl.
Okay, so today we are talking about the case of Seth Jackson.
I don't know who this is.
Oh, maybe you
Seth?
will once we talk about it a little bit more.
I
Maybe,
feel like I've never
but.
heard of a true crime case with the name Seth in it. Honestly.
Ooh, this is a very interesting case. I forgot to put trigger warning, so I'm trying to think of one right now. I guess violence. It is kind of violent.
Trigger warning, violence.
I don't know.
That's fair.
Manipulation.
What is it?
Manipulation, I guess.
Oh my God. Am I gonna get a headache?
Everybody here was in this whole big plant. Like, oh, it's let's we'll get into it.
All right, let's go,
So,
Seth.
Seth Tyler Jackson was born on February 3rd of 1996 in Bellevue, Florida, to his parents Scott and Sonia Jackson. Seth attended Bellevue High School, and he loved animals, and he wanted to be a UFC fighter one day, which I thought was pretty cool. And his parents agreed to enroll him in like the training courses and all that type of stuff once he turned 18. So Seth right now is 15, and he begins to date another 15-year-old named Amber Wright, and they date for like 3 months. So Seth was like head over heels for her. But he had suspicions that Amber was cheating on him with an 18-year-old named Mike Bargo. So Seth and Amber broke up in March of 2011. Will Samalot, who is Seth's best friend,
That's a
said that
last
he
name.
was
Hold
like
on. Samalot?
Samalot.
That's cool as fuck. Samalot.
I think that's how I only heard it in one source, because he doesn't
You
like to be
know people were
associated with
calling
this
him by
course.
last name.
Samalot,
Samalot. Get your ass over here, Samalot.
Samalot.
That's a cool name. Congratulations.
congrats.
Congrats.
So that was his best friend, and he said that Seth was just traumatized. Like he was just so heartbroken after the relationship ended, and he was under the belief that Amber cheated on him and all this stuff.
Can I feel
So,
bad for Seth?
Yes, yes,
Okay. So Seth, okay,
yes.
got it.
Seth is not the bad guy.
Okay,
Not a
cool.
spoiler alert, but Seth is
Poor
not the bad
Seth.
guy. So shortly after Seth and Amber broke up, Amber did start seeing Mike. And meanwhile, on social media, Seth and Amber are like digging at each other. They're like being petty, you know, they're teenagers.
Yeah, no, I know. I know.
They're posting things like specifically so the other sees it, you
100%.
know, and
We've all been there.
all that. So, Mike had expressed a lot of hatred towards Seth because it was rumored that Seth, had abused Amber physically or emotionally, was a little hard to distinguish between, but supposedly that it was a toxic relationship. And so Mike was like upset at Seth about that. And he once went to Seth's house and said, "I have a bullet with your name on it."
Hold up.
That's a threat.
What?
That's a threat. Oh, I'm so happy that you don't know this case because it's a wild ride.
Dude, I already have beef. What's his name? Mike?
Mike.
Why is an 18-year-old with a 15-year-old? Why is an 18-year-old saying to a 15-year-old, "I got a bullet with your name on it"? That's a problem.
At his house. Like his mom is the one who testified that. Yeah.
That's insane. Oh my God. Anyway.
So Mike had a history of theft and openly carrying a
Of
firearm.
course he did.
So it was kind of like not really a threat, you know? Like what I'm saying is that it had a little bit
Possibility.
more weight than like just a random teenager saying that. It had a little bit more weight, you know?
Got it.
And in early April of 2011, Mike and one of his friends, who is also Amber's half brother, 16-year-old Kyler Hooper, challenged Seth and one of Seth's friends to a fight at the house of one of their mutual friends, who is Charlie Ely. Now,
Y'all,
I know that was a lot. I know that was a lot.
I do not miss being 15
Yeah.
at all. This is a lot.
There's a lot of people. They're actually nicknamed, I think, the Summerfield Six, all six of them that are involved in this.
Oh.
So it's like, yeah, there's a couple moving parts in this.
A couple, there's six.
So yeah, Charlie's house was in a rural trailer in Summerfield, Florida. That's why there's a Summerfield Six. And one source said that when Seth approached the home with his friend, that they heard a shot ring out and that they left. Another source that I saw said that the fight did happen and that Seth won, and that pissed Mike off.
All right.
So I couldn't exactly clarify from that account. But supposedly they've had interactions before that are pretty hostile. So that's kind of what that's proving. So Mike told Kyle, who was also angry at Seth for allegedly trying to burn his house down. Like Seth supposedly had threatened Kyle that he was going to burn his house down. So Mike and Kyle are like friends now. They're staying at the same house. They're staying at Charlie's house. And Mike is kind of getting everybody who's at this house to also not like Seth. And they also kind of don't because, you know, Amber's also at this house and they like have beef. They're teenagers. They're
Yeah.
everybody in this story. No, everybody besides one person in this story is under the age of 20. So they're all teenagers. Like
Okay.
they're all petty and stuff like that. So Mike turns to Amber. They're all at Charlie. Well, I'll give you a picture of the house. So it's Charlie's house. Charlie's the owner. She's 18. We have Mike, who's also 18.
Okay.
Kyle, who is 16. Amber, who is 15. And then I haven't introduced him yet, but his name is Justin Soto. Or Roach, like that was what they called him. And he's 20. He's the oldest.
I don't like Justin. I can already tell.
So the people living in this house is Charlie, Kyle, Mike, Justin, and that's it. Amber doesn't live there. She just is friends with all of them and she
He's
stays there.
dating Mike.
Yes. So
Okay.
Mike turns to Amber and says, "I need you like to call Seth." And Amber's like, "Why?" And he says, like, "Y I want you to get Seth over here." And she's like, "Why would I do that?" And he's like, "Because I'm
No.
gonna kill him."
Michael.
My
What?
God.
No.
Yes,
For
I'm
what?
so serious. I'm so serious. So what the plan was Mike told Amber, because Seth still liked Amber, right? They're still posting on social media and all this stuff. They only broke up a month ago.
Oh my God.
So the plan was that Amber was going to text Seth saying that she wanted to work things out. When Seth got there, Mike, Kyle, and Justin were going to ambush him and beat him up and kill him ultimately.
What?
So no, like all of this was planned. And later on in the story, they're going to try and say that it was not planned and stuff like that. But from the very beginning, everybody knew that Seth was going to that house and he was going to die. Like, that was the plan.
People are so weird. What the hell?
They're so fucking young, dude. They're all younger than
That's
us.
insane. Zero
They're
to
all younger
100
than us.
by a good amount. They're all your sister's age.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
What the fuck, bruh?
so now we're on the night of April 17th of 2011. Will and Seth, his best friend, are walking home from a mutual friend's house. They were hanging out at some girl's house. And Will noticed that Seth was like on his phone a lot and like kind of a little distracted. So he, after nine, they parted ways, but he was like, like, bye, Seth, whatever. And that was the last time that he was going to see Seth alive. Now that one breaks my heart, because he didn't like want him to be with Amber again. Like, he kind of saw like what Amber did to him, and he kind of figured, and he was like, no, like, don't meet up with her, like,
Right.
so he it's heartbreaking. I feel bad for Will. So Amber sent the messages to Seth about wanting to meet up and all that stuff, and she specifically told him to not tell anybody, to like kind of keep it a secret. And then Seth replies, Amber, if you have me jumped, I will never give you the time of day. Amber replied, I could never do that to you. I just want me and you back.
Oh, back up. Amber. Mike, Michael.
Michael.
No, I don't like this. This is
Oh,
stressful. This is
it gets
stressful.
worse. It gets worse.
Of
It's
course it
stressful.
does.
It's
What
stressful. It's
is
very
this podcast?
stressful.
It gets worse. No ups ever.
No ups. No
Oh
ups in this
my God.
case.
This is stressing me out.
So, Seth gets to the corner with Charlie and Amber. Amber was like, I'm gonna bring my friend Charlie, just because, I mean, it's nighttime, like, I don't want to walk alone. I'm a young girl, blah, 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 blah. And Seth is like, okay, cool. So they meet at the corner by their house. They talk for a little bit. Amber and Charlie bring Seth into the house. And once Seth entered the trailer, so I watched a video that had most of their interrogations. So I'm going to try and tell you, piecing together what everybody said. So Seth entered the trailer. Kyle lunged at Seth and hit him on the head with a wooden object. Some of them said stick, one of them said spoon. So, some sort of wooden object, so forcefully that it broke.
A spoon.
That's fu Dude, try hitting yourself with a wooden spoon. That shit's hard.
Okay,
That's
don't try that
forcefully.
though. Like,
That
you
shit's
can try
hard.
breaking a wooden spoon. Don't break it on yourself.
That's
That's crazy.
on top of someone's head. That's so
Oh, you said
forceful.
it on top of the his head?
On his head, yes.
What the fuck?
And he's 16. Kyle is 16.
Don't trust a Kyle. Sorry, Kyles. I
Sorry,
love y'all,
Kyles.
but
I
you know
don't know
why.
about this.
You
And
know
it's
why.
I wish that we were in person so I could show you pictures, because
I'll look it up.
God.
I'll Google.
Wait till the end. Wait till the end. Wait
Okay,
till the
okay, okay.
end. Look them all up together.
Okay.
Figure out everything about all of them and then look them up.
All right.
So Kyle lunged at Seth, hits him on the head. At this point, Charlie and Amber run into the bedroom. because Charlie is a little bit, she's the older of the girls. She's 18. She's a little bit, she's kind of like, Amber, you don't need to see that. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
How about we don't need to
almost
do it?
trying, period. But so they run into the room and Mike began firing with his 22 caliber. So he managed to hit Seth a few times. Seth already beat the fuck up, gets up and makes it to the front yard. Justin and Kyle are behind him. Justin tackles him and holds him down while Mike begins to shoot him again.
That is fucking brutal.
Oh, ooh, that's not even the worst. Kyle then says, at this time, Mike and Justin carried him into the bathroom. Kyle also says that Seth was partially alive. Justin says that he was pretty much dead at this point. So he might be unconscious, I'm not sure. And he's brought to the bathroom. And I guess Mike is in the bathroom and just loses his mind, like is yelling, cursing, just shooting him.
What the
Eventually,
fuck?
he shoots Seth point blank in the face. And this one's pretty gruesome. He breaks his kneecaps in order for his body to fit into a sleeping bag that he was going to dispose of him in.
Oh my God.
Kyle says that
God,
Seth was
wait,
still partially alive.
I need a second. God.
Yeah,
Okay.
this one, I'm.
That was all right. Go ahead.
Kyle says that he's not sure if Seth was alive at that point, but what
I hope he wasn't.
that's where we're at. That's where we're at.
I mean that respectfully.
I don't know if he could be, to be honest.
At least unconscious.
Oh, he was definitely unconscious. He had to be.
His face was shot.
Yeah, oh, he was shot a couple times in the face.
Oh, my God. Who?
So after all of this, Mike and Justin go to get firewood because Charlie has a fire pit in her backyard. So then they take Seth, who's in the sleeping bag, and put him on the fire pit.
You know, one of my favorite podcasts I listen to always says, stay stupid, because that's some dumb shit. Do you that? No, people are so dumb. That's not gonna work the way they want it to. And I'm glad it didn't.
It worked fairly well. So Justin was in charge of watching it, and he watched it up until the morning, like when it burned out. And Amber, Charlie, and Mike went to sleep. And then James Havens, who is the boyfriend of Amber's mom, he's a 37-year-old man who he had heard of the kids discussing the murder beforehand because everything was planned. So the next morning, he shows up with cinder blocks and paint cans. They take the remains of Seth's body and put them in the paint cans in order to dispose of them later. They use a whole bunch of bleach on the house. And the next day, or not the next day, maybe I think it was later that day that James then drove Mike and Justin to a quarry in Ocala, so like a little bit of a way away. and the quarry was filled with water, so they tied the cement, this the cinder blocks to this to the paint cans, and they were like trying to get them to sink. So essentially, that removed, or it was their way of disposing the rest of Seth's remains that was not burned in the fire.
What the hell? And you said, what was his name? The 37
James.
year old James, and he was
James.
also in on this.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's infuriating. I am taking notes.
There's a lot of moving people. There's a lot of names.
Yeah.
So Sonia Jackson, Seth's mom, filed a missing persons report the next day when Seth did not come home because he was supposed to be out. He was spending like time with his friends. So I'm not sure when he was supposed to be home, but she waited until the next morning. Understandable. So Kyle, the 16-year-old, was the first to say that he had knowledge of Seth's murder when he saw a news report on Seth's disappearance. So at the beginning, obviously, they didn't know what happened. So he told his mom, like, he broke down and he was like, I know what happened, like, blah, 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 blah. He told his mom. His mom brought his ass to the station. She
Period.
was like,
That's right.
period. Period. She
I'm a
was like, she said, no, tell them what you just told me. Like,
mother. Like, I'm dragging him by the ear. What did you just say?
and then Kyle is pretty much the one that incriminates the rest of them. Like, he is pretty straightforward and pretty truthful with the detectives from the very beginning, but he's just a 16-year-old kid. Like, he is nervous out of his mind. Like, he it his interview is just, this was the first time that I really like sat down and watched interviews from all of them, like, for a case. I had seen like clips and stuff from people's interviews for like research, but I like sat down and I watched like a good majority of their interviews, and I'm like, they're just kids. They're all just kids. Oh, all
That's
of them.
insane.
And so Kyle basically incriminates the rest of them. The rest of them get brought in, and they're held in this cell. Like, Kyle, his mom and Amber's mom, because they're half siblings, and Charlie. And I'm not sure if they did not know that they were being recorded or not being recorded, but if you are ever in an interrogation room, even in a holding cell, you're being recorded by the police. Always.
If you're ever in a police station,
You're being recorded by the police.
yeah.
Always. Like, I don't know. But basically, they slip up a little bit, and how Amber and Charlie started was that they did admit to inviting Seth over, and then they said that Seth left and that an hour later he came back unannounced, and there was some sort of fight or brawl or something. And right away the detectives are like, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. I feel like the detectives knew, since Kyle was the first one and he pretty much gave them everything. Once they were interviewing the rest of them, they're like, no, we know that you guys are fucking lying. Like, because a little bit later, the DNA evidence came out that it was Seth from that quarry. So they're like, and also Kyle told them where the 22 was that he used in the house.
So they know there's at least
And
something more to the story.
yes, they know that a lot more happened than what these girls and Justin right now is saying. Mike is not at the station.
Where the fuck is Mike?
Mike is not at the station. Mike called his out of town girlfriend.
Wait.
Yep. Yep, you heard me. Yep.
You, I saw the pause. I saw the pause and I'm like, wait, what do
Yep.
you
His out-of-town girlfriend, who
mean?
lives in Stark, Florida, and he told his girlfriend's dad that
Which
he
girlfriend?
was
Sorry.
that he was staying at this house and that he got into a fight and they kicked him out. So he needed to stay somewhere to just be for a couple days, wait for things to cool down. And his dad was like, okay, like that's fine, I guess. And so he goes to Stark, and when he's there, he then tells girlfriend's dad and girlfriend's dad's girlfriend, stepmom, whatever you want to
Lots of
say.
people.
Yeah. That what really happened was that he was with this girl who he viewed as his little sister, Amber.
That's gross.
Yeah. And that Seth had, well, he did not say Seth, but he said that someone had raped her, and so he killed them. And so the girlfriend's dad is like, hold your horses.
Back
Like, I thought you got into a fight with someone. Like, and
She's
he's
like,
like,
I did.
And he said, the best thing that you can do is turn yourself in. So this guy, he has just very pure intentions. He goes to work because I guess he had like a strict job, and he goes to work and he like says like, hey, I'm gonna be off. I have a family emergency. And he is supposed to go take Mike. Mike actually gets arrested. They track his ass down.
Good.
As they should. So Mike gets there and immediately is just not having it. He is not as cooperative as the rest of them. Because Amber and Charlie were a little bit hesitant. Kyle sang like a canary, and Justin was very hesitant to give up any information. They were all under the impression that Mike was going to be the person who took the fall for it, and Mike was the
Yeah.
first one to leave. Mike told all of them, like, if the cops come and they knock on our door, like, I will be the one here for questioning, blah, blah, blah. Like, and he threatened them too. I guess after everything happened, he goes into the room with Amber and Charlie. This is what they say at their interrogation, that he has his gun in his hand. He's like, I love you both, but if you say anything, I'll kill you. So there's a whole lot of things happening in this house with Mike. There's
Yeah.
also, I guess he used drugs beforehand, but no one knows what drugs. They were just white pills.
That can be a lot.
That can exactly that can be so many different things. So after all that, the police, obviously, like I said earlier, they recovered the weapon. They got that information that the items that they found in the quarry were linked back to Seth, all this stuff. So like I said, most of them were juveniles. Amber and Kyle were tried. No, Amber and Kyle were juveniles. The rest of them were like 18, and then Justin was 20, but still, that's very young. And they were all tried separately as adults. So at their trial, it was then also determined that the burn tissue from the fire pit and the remains from the quarry were from the same person. So it kind of just everything just keeps piling back on them. And they brought up Amber's text conversations with Seth and all this stuff. So like they kind of proved premeditation, all this, like they were booked for first degree murder at 15. Like that's
Well, what you get?
maybe you shouldn't have killed someone. Well, because also
Maybe
the
you
thing is
shouldn't have
that
planned and executed a murder. That's first degree murder.
Amber was like, well, I didn't really do anything.
No, girl. No, girl. Absolutely not.
No, Amber literally said that in her interview, and it just blows my mind. Like, how naive do you have to be like, No, I didn't do it. If I didn't actually touch him, I didn't hurt him at all, so I didn't kill him. Like, no, that's not how it works. So in June of 2012, everyone except for Mike Bargo and James Havens, the 37-year-old, were sentenced to life in prison. Mike Bargo was sentenced to death, and he became the youngest inmate on death row in Florida.
Damn,
He
Florida
was,
does not mess around.
he was given the death sentence at 18. A life sentence at 15 and 16 years old, bitch. No possibility of parole.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
Oh no. So, and reportedly, his last words before he returned to his cell after his sentencing was, "May God have mercy on my soul." And I'm like, how fucking dramatic are you? How
Oh, girl, you
fucking
gotta help.
dramatic. Oh
You're going to hell.
no, girl. Oh no, girl, you're going to hell. So James Havens pled guilty to accessory to murder after the fact, in 2018. So he got a little bit less of a sentence.
You said in 2018 he pleaded guilty? 6 years.
Yep.
Was he
And
just in
then,
jail?
huh?
Was he just in jail for the 6 years?
I think so. Just
Damn.
waiting.
Okay.
And then Charlie was released in 2020 after getting a retrial due to ineffective counsel, and she pleaded to second degree murder. And she was released with time served because she was in prison for 10 years at that point.
When in 2020 did she
Huh?
get out? I said, when in 2020 did she get out? I hope it was February.
I don't know. It was after COVID because all of her stuff is over Zoom.
Damn.
So,
I
yeah.
was hoping it was right there, and then she got right into the lockdown. Someone else we covered did that. Was it Chester?
Chester?
I don't remember.
It could be him.
Somebody, we covered a case where someone got released like in February or March of 2020 and then right back in.
Right back at it.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, but
That's a lot.
that's, I mean, Amber is still in prison. Kyle is still in prison. Justin is still in prison. James is in prison. Mike is still alive. Mike hasn't been executed yet.
We're gonna talk all about that, I'm sure.
But yeah, that's Seth Jackson.
Poor Seth. That's
He was
so
15,
horrible.
dude. He was 15.
His family, his mother. Oh my God. That's fuck all. What is it? What'd you say? Something six?
Summerfield Six.
Fuck them. Fuck all of them.
They suck.
Collectively and individually.
They, so I just, I mean, I know kids are kids. I know kids are dumb, but Seth's mom during his, during I think Mike's trial said that like even 2-year-olds can tell the difference between like not hurting someone.
Yeah.
So like she's like, I get it, kids are, because this actually we'll talk about it in the discussion, but this brought up a whole lot about
Oh, I'm
giving
sure.
juveniles life sentences.
I'm sure.
Oh, a whole lot.
That's still a
So, and
sentence, though.
she was like, no, like they deserve to be in prison like forever. They're like, if she's like, if they are 15 and they're coming up with this shit, she's
That's
like,
wild.
imagine when they're older. Like, yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And
Well, this has been fun.
anyway.
Anyway, I guess it's time for the other part of
Yeah.
this episode. So,
So
I hope you join us.
I hope you want to stick around.
Well, I mean, if you're not 21, you can't, so sorry, but
Yeah, no. Get the fuck out.
we always say it. We do also always say, I'm not gonna check.
Yeah, I'm not gonna check. There's no bouncer, but we go off the honor
Right.
system
We gotta
here.
cover our asses, you
We
know?
do,
You
yeah.
can't see what I'm doing. I mean,
Legally.
Elena just saw what I did, but
Yeah.
we're just.
Legally we cannot, but
We do not
you know.
advocate the use of drugs, especially harder than marijuana.
or underage drug use.
No. Oh my God. See y'all there, I guess. Oh,
I
I
see y'all
guess.
soon.
Sorry.
I
Last
guess.
time. I gotta stop. I have to stop. I'm really sad.
Oh yeah. No, this one's a sad one. I told y'all. I told
It's
y'all the
just
next case was gonna be a
horrible.
sad
And
one.
like Elena and I met when we were 15. Or well, we were 14
Yeah.
technically, but like we became close when we were like 15. But I'm just like, girl, the conversations we were having were nothing like this.
No, and
Nothing.
it's so fucking weird to just go from like we're being petty on Facebook to I'm inviting you over to this house so you can be murdered. Like,
That,
what the fuck?
yeah, no, be oh, ooh, I, Michael, granted, they're all responsible,
Oh yeah,
100%. Like,
of
even
course.
who was it? Was it Amber that was like, well, I didn't really do anything. Yes, you did. You fucking texted him. You are the
Yeah.
reason it happened, you know? At least at that day on that at that time. But Michael, what's going on with you, babes? That this is like, ooh, my girlfriend, my other girlfriend was assaulted allegedly by this kid, this child, trying
Yeah.
to kill him. What the fuck? What's wrong with you?
Well,
At 18, I wasn't thinking that.
exact. And the thing is that there's so many weird things happening. Supposedly,
There's so many things.
Charlie and Kyle like had like a thing going on. Charlie's 18 with a husband, and
Girl,
Kyle,
wait. You did not mention that.
she's got a husband. His name is Joey. In her interrogation. Because she has Joey and then the date they got married tattooed on her.
At
And in their
18.
interrogation, she points at it and she goes, "He's not gonna wait for me." And I was like, "No, he's not, baby.
Not for life.
No, he's not."
Wait, that's wild.
And they like didn't even comprehend the gravity of the situation.
No.
Amber in one of the videos was like, "I'm not gonna get out of prison until I'm like 20," and I laughed because I was like, "Oh," I was like, "If you got out of prison when you were 20, I was like, you would be considered the luckiest person in the world. Like, you are being booked for premeditated murder. Like, I don't think they understood
No,
what was
and
going
that's
on."
how you that's because they were fucking teenagers. Like, I'm all about
Justin.
growth and development, and like it's developmentally, I guess, appropriate to not understand the gravity of situations like that. But what the fuck? Like, girl, wake up. Who, see, it makes me sad because I'm like, who's rooting for you? Like, what about the situation you're in makes you not panic? You know, like if I was 15
Right.
and I was arrested, girl, I'm 22. If I get arrested, I'm having a panic attack. Like I'm
Oh
calling my
yeah.
dad. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. At 15, what did they ask for their parents? Did they ask for a lawyer? Were they thinking? No, they weren't because they don't understand. It's just crap. What the fuck?
No, the only one who asked for a lawyer was Mike. The only one
You know,
who
I
asked to speak
can't
to a
see much
lawyer.
from them. But if anyone, even, I don't want to say this because I don't want perpetrators of crimes like this to get lawyers. But if you get arrested, ask for a fucking lawyer.
Yeah. You
First
don't
thing.
say shit.
All I'm
You don't
saying.
say shit.
Especially if you're innocent. Ooh. Ooh.
If
Do
you're
you.
guilty, maybe not, but
Yeah, if you're guilty,
maybe
like,
just get it
yes.
over with. But
Yeah, but if you're innocent, no, lawyer.
No, get a
Or
lawyer.
if
Yeah,
you're a
lawyer up.
minor, get me my
Oh,
parents.
yeah.
They should not be
Well,
doing that without.
for Kyle, his mom was not in the room. For Amber, she was there for a little bit, but they did most of the questioning outside of the room, like outside of the room where the mom was.
See, I'm not a lawyer.
But
Too much.
see, also the mom brought them there.
Yeah.
So they were under the assumption that she knew.
I
So.
don't know what the laws are about. I know, like, as a minor, your parent needs to at least give consent to question and interrogate, but I don't know what it is in the state of Florida, and I don't know if there's a difference between 16 and 18. Because, like, wasn't Kyle was 16, Amber was 15. Oh, wait.
Yes.
That would be reversed. Never mind.
Yeah, they
Hold
would still technically both be minors, but they were the only minors in this situation. I mean, they were all young, but they were the only legal
Do
minors.
you
Like,
hear Malcolm?
yeah.
Malcolm, enough. Hey, in case you missed, Malcolm was barking viciously. He's been doing this every time my roommate comes home, especially if it's at night. He like growls. I'm like, bruh, I'm glad you're doing that, but also, when is it anyone other than her?
Yeah.
Anyone other than her.
Well, if one day it is, he's ready.
Yeah, but
So.
like, I feel like that's the day that he would sleep through it, you know?
Yeah.
Back to the case. I texted myself two things at the beginning because now, when I say one of them made me laugh, but only because of the way I said it. Nothing about any of this is funny. But the first thing I wrote to myself was watching the fire. I need to come back to that. That's so fucked up. That is so fucked up.
Watching the fire. Yeah,
Watching.
that's a bad one.
I can't even like say the words of what was happening. They were burning him. And he's just watching. Oh, that's a later topic of discussion. But what the fuck, James? Because what the fuck, James? You're the
Yeah, no, what
Why
the
did you not
fuck?
call the police? Why did you
You
not
know
call
what?
the police?
Look them up.
Oh God,
Look
it's
up their
time.
pictures. Do
It's
you want me to send them? Do you want me to send you their pictures?
Yes, please.
Okay, here, I'll just send them in order.
That's absurd. A grown adult knew prior to. Oh my God. What does that say about all these people? That's the thing I think I'm not struggling with because, like, I guess it is what it is. But what kinds of people are these people surrounded by?
Exactly.
I'm like putting, imagine your sister, who is this age range, coming home and telling you this story or being like, listen to what this bitch did to this bitch. We're gonna kill him. What?
Fuck no.
Are you kidding me? Like, I would think it's a joke. You don't treat that as a joke, but what the fuck?
Gonna send you this picture and I'm gonna go through who each person is when you receive
Okay.
it. I couldn't find one that like had their names with it too.
I got the image. Oh boy. Oh boy. I know who James is.
First one is Justin.
Okay.
And then the one next to him
Tell me that's
to the
Mike.
right. No, that is Kyle.
Oof.
Next one is Charlie.
Okay.
The next row is Amber. Mike is in the middle. And James is the last one.
What the hell? Now, they just
This group
so young.
murdered someone.
They look like
This fucking group murdered
children. Amber
someone.
looks like 14. I mean, I guess she is close to 14, but like,
Yeah.
that's.
She's like a woman now, dude. Like
And,
she's
yeah.
like almost 30.
She's gonna be the
Like,
rest of her life.
exactly. Like, she is.
James looked like he's on something. You know what? Mike might too.
I
His penis
think
is quite big.
in, I think 2015 or 2016, she got tried again.
Who,
And
Amber?
she was, yeah, and she was given life again. Like, she's not getting out.
Sentence was upheld. Good.
Yep.
Good.
She's not getting out. She's in prison.
I
And
guess
I'm
if
like, that's
Charlie
so.
would get that second degree murder charge if she pleaded guilty or whatever. But Amber, fuck no. Fuck no.
She's so, like, fuck, dude. Being in prison for more of your, like, you were only out for 15 years. You were outside of prison for 15 years. Jesus Christ.
That's
Like,
wild to think about.
she's
Wow.
experienced more than half of her adult life, more than half of her life, period, in prison.
What? Never mind.
And she's going to experience the rest of it in prison. Same thing, I'm sure, for Kyle and Justin.
Yeah, they.
Mike, I don't know when he's going to be executed, but
That's crazy.
which brings me to my only discussion
Yeah, I was just about to ask.
point.
I know what you're gonna.
Like I said, in the case, this brought up a lot of discussion of giving these types of sentences to minors or to very young people. What do you have thoughts? What is your opinion on that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because in a perfect world, in an ideal world, first of all, children wouldn't be committing the crimes needed for a life sentence, but let's say they do. Ideally, we would have a system that would be able to rehabilitate people. That would make me feel, I guess, a little bit worse about the life sentences when you're 15 years old, because it's like if our system was set up for people to be rehabilitated, they could potentially have a life. They could potentially.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know about
Right.
that. But I don't know. This shit, I will say I am surprised Mike was put to death at 18. That's really, really young. That's insane. Granted, but is that any better? Because if it wasn't that, he'd be in life in prison. And that's essentially the same thing. 18, 15, they're still spending the rest.
Exactly.
That's their life, their entire life, pretty much.
You're either gonna die sooner or later, so.
Dude, so my grandma turned 88. 70 years. If she was sentenced to life in no, in life in prison at 15, she would have spent 73 years in prison. That's fucking wild.
Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot. All for texting your ex-boyfriend to come
Yeah.
over.
Like part of me with I don't know, I really struggle with that 'cause like I can see the argument of not being for that. But I'm like, but Amber, that she didn't kill anybody, but neither did Charles Manson, you know? Like that she, I don't feel bad for her. I don't feel bad for any of them, really.
Yeah, she played her part in the crime because she admitted to the
That
detective to knowing that Mike was going to kill him when he was invited over. And there was no, and then she talked about Mike threatening her later. So there was no threat involved from the beginning. Because there's like something called a duress defense, where when someone is threatening your life, like if you don't do this, I'm gonna kill you. People will use that to defend themselves when these things come to court. But she couldn't because she admitted to knowing what was gonna happen before there was a threat involved.
Yeah, and this isn't like a one, like a he said, she said thing. This is like six people are involved saying the same or similar things.
Yeah. Eventually they all brought up some version of the truth, and like that's how we pieced together a conclusive story. And Mike was still very hesitant to say anything for a long time. I don't think he spoke until his trial. Like I
Did
think
has he ever like ha did they all finally like come clean about it, or is Mike still like, no, I'm innocent in this?
No, I'm pretty sure they all came clean about it. Because when they got retried, Amber, I think, tried to use a similar defense to Charlie, but not that Charlie really didn't do anything, but Charlie was more of like she didn't do anything to prevent this, you know? It was in her house. She was letting them all
Oh my
stay
God, I forgot it
there.
was her house.
She, yeah.
Now that kind of
So, but that's how she got off. But when they were looking at Amber, they're like, no, you invited him over. Like, you brought him over. And you knew that he would come over because he still liked you.
Yeah,
Like,
she knew exactly what she was doing too.
exactly. And Mike knew what she was doing. And Mike was the one who told her to do it. But he didn't threaten to kill her and Charlie until after he had already killed Seth.
And I bet you she didn't really fight it either. Like, I bet she wasn't like wishy-washy. I'm sure she, after being convinced, she was like, okay, cool. Like, I'll do it.
Yeah. And then, like, in her interview, she's like crying to the detective, like, I was hurt. Like, I didn't hate him and all this stuff. And the detective is like, someone died. Like,
Totally.
exactly. Like, this is not like, we need to know, like, what happened. Like, no one here is, I don't know. I feel like it just kept pissing me off that they were all crying about themselves. And I get it, they're young, they're teens. But like you don't even understand. You killed someone. You killed someone.
Yeah.
Like,
See, that's
and she was like, I was hurt over a 3 month relationship. You
over
killed someone.
a relationship.
Like,
That's no, it's
I
I
don't
feel very not con I don't know if conflicted is the right word because
know.
I don't really feel conflicted. I feel like justice has been served to the best it could,
Yeah.
to the best of its ability.
Yeah.
But I'm still like, they were really, really young. Like, I wonder if they, basically anybody but Mike, I don't, he and James are excluded from this conversation at this point in time because I don't give a fuck. But I wonder if
Right.
the young ones, at the age where their brain was fully developed, was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I mean,
Like, did they ever realize, or are they just that stupid?
that's got to be a really harsh realization to come to, though.
I'm sure. Luckily, I won't ever have to make that realization. But,
Yeah,
like,
what I'm saying is that, like, you kind of make these, like, you make sense of the world like in your natural place, and they're having to make sense of the world like from prison from such an early age that I feel like the reality of it sunk in much faster than we think, too, though.
I'd hope so, honestly.
I mean, they got sentenced in 2012. That was only a year. It was a little over a year from when Seth passed, and they had all stayed in prison.
That's another reason I feel conflicted, is it's like, even if they were able to get out or had parole at some point, they spent their entire life, essentially, their entire adult life, their entire adolescence in prison. How are they going to adjust back into the world, even if our system helped them out?
Right.
What the hell? That I.
Like Charlie, I don't know what the fuck she's doing, but god damn, to go into prison at 18 and not come out till you're 27.
That's a big part of your life, but I don't really feel that bad. That's only 10 years. I feel like you got off
Oh
easy.
yeah.
But that's just really insane to think about.
And then Mike is gonna eventually get executed. It's weird because at one point, like a whole friend group got arrested. Like they were living together, like they knew each other. Like,
Bruh, it's just crazy to think about because of how, when we became friends. I'm like, we were the same
yeah.
fucking age. And I'm like, can you imagine our friend group? What the hell? At the, it's just fucking wild. Anybody, I just, I, what did they talk about when they were hanging out? You know, just like
Exactly.
usual night. Like, what did they, like, was it always about dark ass shit like that? Or did y'all watch Vines? You know?
Were you guys around for that?
Yeah. Did you like it? What's going on? I just don't. I can't comprehend it. I have too many thoughts. My brain is like,
Too
huh,
many.
what's happening?
Yeah.
You know? I think we can come back to the watching the fire because how do you feel after that? How do you live life after witnessing
Yeah.
the process?
Yeah. No, that's pretty messed up.
I don't know. It's like,
For hours, dude.
dude, I feel like it might also be, I feel like fire is so scary to me. It's just, it's so destructive. I say as I'm like looking at my big ass candle. Like, fire like that's swallowing people. What?
Yeah.
That's insane. And like, that's just, I can't think about it. And it's like, what the hell?
That's scary.
But I also kind of want to know, like, what was he thinking? Was he like, this is cool? Or was he shitting his pants the entire time?
I feel like it's hard because I mean, they weren't the best group of kids. Obviously, there was like drug use, and Mike openly carried a gun and shit like that. So, like, it was probably not the first time that they had done something they probably shouldn't have done. But I feel like he was kind of, because Justin, the guy who watched the fire, wanted to go to the military. Like, he wanted to straighten his life out, kind of. And I was just like, man, imagine sitting watching that fire pit and being like, fuck.
I think it's interesting that he wanted to go into the military. I think that checks out. Ooh.
Yeah, he wanted to go to military. He wanted to enlist. I think like right before this all happened, he was like starting to like get a job at some neighborhood across from where Charlie lived and all this stuff. And it was just so funny to hear them, not funny, but like a little awkward to hear them talk about like future plans, like knowing what happened to them afterward. I was like, no, you're never going to the military. Like that you killed someone. You killed someone.
Feel like we
And
do
you in
talk
this
about
moment in this videotape don't even realize that.
no.
Like
I feel like we also need to talk about like Seth for a little bit, because it's like he also lost everything because of
Oh
them.
yeah.
What the fuck? He
And it's so creepy that he was like, Amber, if you have me jump, I'm not going to give you the time of day.
Ooh. That's so sad. Because it's like he had no fucking idea. No one would ever think that.
No.
No one would ask
No.
if that is going to happen.
Exactly.
And if they,
And
no.
even then, like, if you get jumped, usually you just get beat up. Like, it doesn't ask it. People get jumped all the time. Like,
My sister was mugged twice.
My friend was held at gunpoint. I'm not gonna say her name, but I'll text it to
Okay. No, but that's, you never think that, especially your friend, your ex-girlfriend. You never think that's going to fucking happen. From your friends. You love these people.
from your see, because I thought about this too. I was like, I wouldn't put it past any of my exes, but God fucking damn it. Like, how dare you? Because you
Bro.
like this person. You know what I'm saying?
You talk about
Like,
Will. Okay, because you
huh?
putting that scenario out there puts me in the scenario of being Will.
Oh.
I'll just say I feel bad for them, you know? I'll make their lives a living hell for the rest of
Ooh.
their fucking lives. I
And I
wouldn't do it.
understand that he doesn't want to be like associated with, because he's like never done an interview. His name is out there and stuff, but he's never done like an interview or
That is perfectly
something
fine.
like that. So I'm like, yeah,
I
that's
hope he's
perfectly
doing
okay,
well.
but
I truly mean that.
God,
I hope
because
he's
he
okay.
was with him the night before.
Oh,
God.
so many lives affected. Because then
Oh,
he
so,
was
and
also
then
complete.
Seth's mom, Seth's dad.
Stop it.
I was listening to their statements at the sentencings, and because a lot of people were, the family of Charlie was like, we didn't think they'd give her like that. That's too much. Like, we thought they were going to give her like 8 to 10 years max, like blah 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 blah.
Excuse
And
me,
I was like,
please.
she was booked with premeditated first degree. Like, no one understands the gravity of that sentence. Like, being
Guess
booked
not.
with premeditated first degree murder almost always has like over 20 years.
25, probably. I feel like 25 is like the min. Is there a minimum for like sentencing?
I think it depends on state to state,
Really? I
because
feel
some
like I'm
states
telling you, we have.
have a life sentence, I think. Some states, I think, have like a required life
I know,
sentence.
like in, I think it's Canada, a life sentence is parole after 25 years, regard like irregardless. Like it's everyone sentenced to life in prison is like 25 years, really, you know? Oh.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I know that's not how it is in Florida.
No, they put an 18-year-old to death.
Without second thought, which I don't,
No.
but you know.
The judge in this case was like, this is the most cold-hearted case that like I've seen. He's like, and I've seen a lot. Like,
He's like, I wish you
just.
didn't have to say this. Like, this is not a medal you want to receive.
No. And it always baffles my mind because, like, I understand, like, we see a lot of different crime because we, pick from cases from all over the nation. But, like,
All
these
over the world.
judges, like, are used to seeing a type of case or,
Yeah.
like, stuff
Where
like
it's
that. Like,
normal crime, you know?
but, or they're used to the crime that's within their area or
Right.
something.
Have expertise with it.
But, God damn it. Like, imagine stumbling across this. Like,
That's horrible.
what I think it was Marion County, Florida. Well, I mean, like I said, I feel like this is a pretty cut and dry case.
There's no question about necessarily what happened. It's just like, it's honestly, this was just like an hour of us processing, you know?
Yeah,
We all just
pretty much,
process
pretty
this
much.
together because there's nothing really else to say. It's just, it still doesn't make sense. I hope it never makes sense, to be quite honest.
Oh yeah, no, I hope no one ever looks at this and is like, yeah, I could see it.
That would be a problem. That would be an issue
Yeah.
too.
Yep.
Well, Elena, thanks so much.
You're welcome. It had
Thank
been a
you.
while since I had put out a good downer. So
Good downer. Thank you for this.
yeah.
Great.
But rest in peace to Seth.
100%.
I really hope his family finds peace in something, because that's just really fucked up. There's just nothing you can say to that. Like, that's just fucked up. I'm sorry.
His family, friends, his loved ones. I hope they're all okay. 100%. Oh. Well, I'm gonna go tell my roommate this entire story. She
Yeah,
is
it's fucked up.
listen, just like I was.
Catch
Yeah, well, catch us next week, or
all
honestly,
later.
we might become a bi-weekly thing. We'll see what happens. If
We'll see. Yeah.
this virtual recording works, we'll be weekly for sure. But it's a long distance. We're long distance now, Elena. Sorry,
Yeah, now we're long distance.
kind of. Sorry.
Love
Okay, anyway, love you.
you. Say it back.
All right.
Okay, bye.